everyone. Welcome all of you to my podcast channel, and the name of the channel is Nationalism in India. I hope you all can see it very well. Okay, so before I proceed to the explanation part, let me ask you one question. So are you all ready? Okay, so the question is, how many of you have really thought about the meaning of word nationalism? I hope most of you have thought about it. You must be having some idea about the meaning of word nationalism. If not, don't worry, as you are at the right place to understand its meaning. Now, why I am prompting you all to know its meaning? It's very simple, dear all. Nationalism was something which was a part of past. The past to which we all didn't belong. But yes, that past brought us to the present. I'm talking here about the present, where we all are enjoying the fruits of independence. Why we are enjoying the fruits of independence? Just because of that past. Yes, yes, my dear friends, I will be taking you to the journey of era of Indian nationalism. Believe me, this journey will be interesting one. And it will be interesting only when we all will understand its relevance. You know what? People have always asked me that, why do you study history? My only reply to them all has been that history is a continuous process. I hope you agree with me. Yes? Yes, thank you. So, history is a continuous process. It has no end. The time which we are spending right now also will become a thing of past. Do you all agree? Probably yes. Yes. And of course, it's up to you how you will make it, how you will spend it. Whether you want it to be a good memory or you want to be in a bad memory. So it will be up to you only. So dear all, history needs nothing but just needs your attention. The dates are, sometimes I also feel it's difficult to remember. But dates are something which gives a proper sequence of events, the coherence of events. If we know date of particular battle, we can understand that how and when it happened, and we can understand its cause and effects. Okay, so I will not be taking you detail about why do I have loved history, but yes, my only point here was to make you understand that yes, whatever you are doing, whatever you are learning, if you are here to learn something, learn with an interest. And history is indeed very interesting. So let's make this moment memorable. In today's episode of my podcast here, I will be taking you through the journey of nationalism, as I have told you. And for that, you all should know the meaning of word nationalism. Now, what is nationalism? In simple words, you can understand that, yes, it's a feeling of oneness among each other. But when you will open your book, when you will open the different books of history, you will find different definition. But to make you more clear about the meaning, I must ask you this question again and again, that yes, nationalism is something, it's just like a vehicle through which the nationalist group sought to secure their self-determination. Please pen down this definition. Nationalism is a vehicle through which nationalist groups sought to secure their self-determination in addition to national identity by institutionalizing the nationalist movement into an independent sovereign nation state. So if we break this long statement or long definition into simple words, we can make out that yes, nationalism was or is a strong political idea. It has something strong which we should understand from the past. Second point, it secures national identity. Obviously, when people are together, then more identity they could get easily. Third, it promotes solidarity. Again, I am coming to the very important part, a very important statement of a very famous British author, and he is J.K. Rowling, and he has very nicely quoted that we are only strong as we are united, as weak as we are divided. I hope you have understood the meaning of J.K. Rowling's statement. He has very clearly explained us the importance of unity. Our strength lies in the unity. If we are united here all, then we can do anything, we can achieve anything in life. But if we are divided, if our thoughts are divided, if we are not able to adjust with the surrounding, then the problem arises. So, our strength lies in the unity, not in fighting with each other. Such feelings came in the minds of Indians in the era of nationalism. With this, they were also able to understand the meaning of nationalism, and this promoted solidarity and sense of togetherness among them. Indian nationalism also had an influence of European nationalism. Different revolution, different changes were going on globally also. You all have read the example of French Revolution, where the famous slogan of liberty, equality, fraternity, declaration of rights of man and citizen were echoed. All these things raised hopes among the nationalists, and this disseminated the ideas of political integration. People of India, they started thinking that yes, they can also be united and integrated politically. Not only this enlightened their goal of self-rule. They wanted to govern themselves. They wanted something, some law for themselves, where they could be also a part of. From the period of 1885, the nationalism phase started. India entered in the process of becoming a nation from that year, with the formation of INC, and its initial goal was promoting unity only. So that is why I was talking here more about unity. But before we understand about that period of Indian nationalism from 1885, the moderate phase, we need to introspect into the first major uprising or the challenge. Yes, it was the first war of independence also, the revolt of 1857, and it served the major source of inspiration for the nationalists. So dear all, concluding today's episode, I would like to make you recall one of the famous quote of Winston Churchill. Now what's that? history is written by victors. Think about it. You will definitely get some glimpse of India's struggle for independence. Stay connected with me in my next episode also. Till then, take care of your health. Bye-bye. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my second episode. I hope you all are fine and taking very good care of yourself. Not only this, you must have enjoyed my last episode, isn't it? I hope you all are saying yes. I'm trusting you all. With this trust, I will be starting today's show, today's episode. And before I start up with the most captivating story lying in the background of this Indian national movement, let me take a pause. All of you, please take a deep breath. Very good. Close your eyes. Yes. I'm revolving the wheel of time for you all and taking you all in the year 1857, when the first major rebellion against the British rule took place. In which place? In Meerut, by Indian troops. I hope you all are with me. Very good. You all must have visualized this place. And you all are now in 1857 year. Now you all can open your eyes. Thank you. Now tell me one thing. How many of you have visited Meerut? It's a very nice place. Especially, I remember the famous Jain Shikanji there. Ooh, it's mouth-watering, isn't it? Probably, if you have tried drinking that famous Jain Shikanji, you can easily imagine what I'm saying right now. Not a problem. Now, just come with me. If you have not visited this place, what can you do? How can you visualize? It's very easy. It's very simple. Just open an atlas and open the map of India. Try to locate this place, Meerut, on the map. Now, why I'm focusing on this place? Because this was the place which was the birthplace of this famous revolt. The famous revolt, the revolt of 1857. This place is just around 65 kilometers away from Delhi, the capital of India. Yes, yes. So you can now easily imagine and understand its location. Now I'm taking you back to the history. English East India Company arrived this place, Meerut, around 1803. Years are important here. So I'm just taking reference from one of the important book of A.K. Gandhi. From there I have taken this year. So English East India Company arrived in Meerut around 1803. And they set up their large cantonment. Cantonment, you must understand here. They have tried to set up large cantonments, the camp, the military garrison or a camp, around 1806. So they set up their cantonments, large cantonments or military garrisons or camp there. By 1857, they were able to increase their military presence there. So that is why this area was very important. And here, six major regiments were there. Regiments, you understand? We can say the groups of soldiers
in particular area who are commonly controlled, or we can say who are deployed and they are controlled by an official, particular official. Okay, so 6 regiments were there, 3 native and 3 British. These were important, that is why I'm mentioning here. So I'm taking you here in 1857. In 1857, the military presence of English East India Company, or I can say there was an increase in cantonments, the military garrison or camp in this area. So the sepoys, I'm using this word used by the British for the Indian troops. Sepoys, they were very important here and they were being recruited from Punjab and remaining were recruited from Awadh. They were very important. Now suddenly what happened in 1857? We have to understand. We need to analyze, we need to visualize that what happened in 1857 suddenly to these troops. Were they all fine? Were everything was okay? Or just it was not okay? Now what happened in this year? English East India Company, they have tried to introduce a very special kind of rifle and the name of the rifle was Enfield rifle. You all must have learnt in your history textbook. And in your history textbook, you must have seen the picture of Enfield rifle. If not, you can easily download this image of Enfield rifle and you can see that it was loaded with a cartridge. Okay, the cartridge was loaded into the gun and this cartridge was wrapped in a paper and that paper was soaked or greased with the fats of cows and pigs. So what was the problem? That in order to operate this gun, or we can say rifle, what they had to do, a soldier had to do, he has to bite off the end of the cartridge. Okay, so this was something against their religious sentiments. So they refused to load the rifles and this was the immediate cause. This enraged the Englishmen as they were insensitive to the religious sentiments of the Indians. They were not at all bothered about these kind of things. So that's why they have introduced and they have asked Indian troops to use it. But have they used it? No. They simply refused to use this Enfield rifles. And we need to note here the important place. The important place, Barakpur, where the first important rebellion, or we can say a rebellious act, took place in the 34th Native Infantry Regiment. Okay, in this, what happened? Mangal Pandey, a man who knew no fear, and now we salute him for his act, revolted against the use of Enfield rifle. What happened after this? What could have happened? Can you imagine? Yes, you all can very well imagine. After this Native Infantry Regiment, 34th Native Infantry Regiment, was disbanded and Mangal Pandey was hanged on 8th April, which year? 1857. Yes, you're right. So, now, after this, the Englishmen still were trying on this, that Indians should use, Indian troops, they should use this Enfield rifle. Now what happened on 24th April 1857? Spoils of 3rd Bengal Light Cavalry Regiment. They were ordered to assemble in parade ground for the use of this new cartridge. Now, again, they were asked to use this rifle. Out of 85 men, they have refused to use it. Okay? And this was the first mass opposition, the first mass opposition against the British people by the Indian troops, by the Indians. And what were the consequences? Again, they were all imprisoned. And on 8th May, the troops of 3rd Bengal Light Cavalry Regiment were court-martialed. And with this, what happened? The official startup of the rebellion. Which rebellion? Rebellion of 1857 started on 10th May 1857, and how it was spread, that we will understand. That we have to analyze. We all have already read about in the textbook. But here the main point is that we need to understand the pain and the sentiments of those Indians who were being court-martialed. Who were being court-martialed for what? For not using Enfield rifles. Those Enfield rifles which were actually causing them to dishearten them. Disheartening them for what? For their religious sentiments. Religiously, they were causing them, or I can say making them weak. So what they did? What did they get? They got this kind of response from the Englishmen. Now here I will be concluding today's episode. But before I could conclude the episode, let me sum up few points about this revolt of 1857. As I have told you, it was the first expression of organized resistance. Second, it began as a revolt of spoils, but slowly it began to spread among the masses. Not, I can say that it could spread nicely, but yes, it slowly it was penetrating among the masses. Revolt is also known as, very important thing you all can pen down, that is known by the several names. Sepoy mutiny by the British historians, Indian mutiny, the Great Rebellion by Indian historians, and the First War of Independence by V.D. Savarkar. So you must understand the pain of Indian and the courage of the Indian. The courage imprints which they have left on others. It was so strong that others could stand together to revolt the mighty British people. Now here, the words of Karl Marx, you all know who was the Karl Marx. So the words of Karl Marx are just echoing in my mind. Let me tell you all, let me share with you all. He said very clearly, the oppressed are allowed once every few years to decide which particular representative of the oppressing class are to represent and repress them. So, with this, I'm giving a pause and I'm asking you all to understand what we have learned today. Try to pen down all those important points which we have discussed today and give your interpretation. That is important in history. If you are able to give your interpretation, it means that you are able to imagine the pain of those innocent minds. Thank you, everyone. Stay connected with me in my next episodes also. Till then, take care and bye-bye.